Backup cameras are not a parts swap anymore. That's the thing shops keep finding out the hard way. You pull a bumper, swap the camera, button it back up, and the customer is back in 3 days. The camera's in. The image looks fine, but something downstream is off. A proximity sensor is throwing a fit. The parking assist is dead. The rear cross traffic alert stopped working. And now you're digging through a repair that should have been clean. Here's what's happening. On most vehicles built in the last 4 or 5 years, that backup camera is not a standalone component. It's talking to the ADAS module. It's tied to radar sensors. It's part of a system that expects a calibration handshake after it gets touched. Skip that step, and the system doesn't fully wake back up. The fix isn't complicated. It's a pre-scan, knowing what's connected before you pull anything, and a post-scan plus calibration after. That's it. But it has to be in the estimate from the start, not as an add-on when the comeback shows up. The shops that are getting burned are the ones treating this like 2015 parts work. It's not. And the insurers who push back on calibration line items for bumper jobs are counting on you not knowing that. Know what's connected. Charge for what the repair actually requires. And if an adjuster tells you backup camera calibration isn't necessary on a bumper R&I, ask them to put that in writing.